I remember that feeling when you have spent quite a lot of time doing things you love, which don't necessarily produce so-called productive outputs, right? Because you're having fun. And I would suddenly get a call from my friend telling how many marks he got or how many chapters he finished for the upcoming exam. And I just remember how I used to feel. I used to, think he. Dude, am I wasting a lot of time? Because all of my friends are ahead of me in every single aspect that I can think. Because of internet, we are becoming more aware than ever. Everybody loves posting about their successes, but some days it just starts to take a toll on you. That's completely okay because we are getting access to everyone's highlight reels rather than what happens behind the scenes. I am a culprit too. I sell myself like crazy on social media. It's actually like my resume. I can't change the rules of how society compares your social media, so I thought I should better play the game. But at the same time, also realize that at the end of the day, it is just a game. It's like an image you portray. I don't take it too seriously now. I've had my fair share of envy and insecurities as a kid. And I've got a little better at handling them now. I thought maybe I'll share some of the stuff I did. Like always, what I say defines my reality and not yours. I want you to listen to what I have to say and pick what you think can fit into your model of reality. So without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra and you are listening to Episode 8, Season 2 of Take It Easy. I want to keep this one very short, so let's just cover four important reminders. First one is about understanding timelines and phases. Let's just assume that I am a product designer and my friend is a programmer. My friend just got an amazing job at a hugely popular company, whereas I am just struggling to get a basic reply from talent recruiters. I would first get shocked, then I'd be happy for him. Then I would look at my own situation and think, wait, dude, am I getting left behind? Why am I not getting all of this? I would feel as if I am not good enough or, and as if I just lost a huge chance. Now, if you felt the same way before, that's okay. If you feel this again, this is what you remind yourself. Firstly, people around us are running on different timelines and different roadmaps. We think that we all started together, but we didn't. We think that we all come from the same background, but we don't. Timelines have timestamps. There is a timestamp that denotes the day you start working. There is an individual timestamp for every single time you try hard and work towards your goal. There is a timestamp that tells you when you struggle, and there is a timestamp that tells you when you win. When you see someone win at a particular goal, and you see yourself still learning, this means you still have some more milestones to reach. You're still not close to that timestamp, your success timestamp. You and your friend are not on the same timeline. You've not lost. You're on your way to the success stamp. It's just a matter of time when you catch up on your timeline. Plus, most of us set random deadlines in our own heads and put ourselves into too much pressure. I must do this before December. I must get this before the age of 24. I must earn this much before 35. That's all okay. But if you've decided to keep your own timeline, then stop comparing yourself with others. You don't know when that person started, and asking God why is he winning whereas I am not winning is not a logical comparison. Secondly, you're only seeing the highlight reel and not his failure reel. And I just talked about this in the intro because nobody puts stuff about the things they failed at online. People don't even talk about it openly. Only you know your failures. Therefore, don't fall into the trap of thinking that only you have low days, or only you have failed, or only you are, afraid of trying something new. Everyone is actually pretty scared of a lot of things. But of course, people don't talk about it openly. So you end up thinking you're the only one. Thirdly, replace jealousy with inspiration. don't think that if he is earning this much money or she is getting a lovely job or he is stolen and, you know, reduced your chances of winning, you know, then you're losing out and, you know, there's some sort of competition. This world has abundance, you know, abundant gifts and resources for you. For everyone who works hard, there is a lot to get. You know, your first reaction when you see someone succeed is that, oh my God, does this mean that he's taking away something from me? Because I could have had that. You know, I could have had what he had. You can have more, you know, you can have exactly what he has. Having him what he has right now, and you can also have what he has. Everyone can have enough, you know, and there is a lot to explore and there is a lot of money to make. You don't need to feel like you're running out of chances or time. You know, you have enough of it. And build a mindset of abundance rather than scarcity. And even, I don't know if scarcity is pronounced, is it scarcity or scarcity? I mean, you get the point, like it I think it means shortage. And even if your friend buys enough money to earn an island, be happy and realize that there are 100 more equal islands to earn from 100 different business opportunities or from 100 different jobs or from 100 different revenues. And in fact, to be honest, 1,000 more bigger islands. So, you know, this is what I tell myself, you know, that if I see someone winning, I'm like, okay, cool, dude. I have a lot of different things to win as well. I don't need to be jealous or envious of anyone because there is so much that this world can offer me. Lastly, don't make others make you feel that you are anything less than a rock star. I am telling you this right now. We have to feel like we deserve to win. And then put in the work, keeping that goal right in front of you. Never ever think that you cannot be as good as your idols, you know. And never think that, oh, dude, I can never be that good. You know, I don't think I can ever be that awesome. No, you can, dude. I'm telling you, it's just about you starting out. It happens. All of us think that, hey, that guy is like very, very awesome. You know, I don't think I can do that even if I try hard. No, you can, dude. It's just about awareness. It's just, you know, a span of, I mean, it's a cumulative effort of right guidance and good amount of time and good amount of faith. And of obviously, I would sound like this preachy guy, but I don't know how to say it any other way because it sounds very cliched and it sounds very cheesy. But it's actually very true, you know, and you think that people are ahead of you because you are visualizing yourself competing in a race with them. You are not racing anybody. That race is in your head. See, a race has an end, dude. You know, there's a checkered flag at the end of that loop. Do you think money has any end? Or do you think any of the things that we pursue have an end? Is there any end to high salaries? Is there any end to big houses? Is there any end to like buying sports cars and I don't know, traveling and eating food? There is no end to it. So you can't really win, right? The only thing we can pursue and look forward to is progress, positive progress. Therefore, if this isn't a race and it is all about progress, then focus on how you can better yourself at your own comfortable pace. All that truly matters is if you put in the work to make yourself better and you're getting some progress out of yourself. I think I made a lot of grammar mistakes in that last sentence, but you get my point. We cannot be the best because being best is also relative, dude. Being best is temporary, but progress is continuous. And I just thought about this right now. People say that, you know, you should learn from the best. And I was just thinking about this sometime back and I realized why they say that. Because if you actually go and ask a person who is the best at what he does, he would actually tell you the reality. He would tell you how much work goes into it. He would tell you how much effort goes into it. And he wouldn't be insecure because he knows how hard he's working to stay at the top. If you ask a person who is second best at what you want to do, that person is already trying to be the best. So he might be little conservative in telling you what the reality is because he's also pretty insecure because he also wants to be the first. So that is why I think people say learn from the best. You know, never learn from a second best or a third best, because if you ask from a person who's the best, that person is extremely confident about where he is. And I think he would be pretty okay if you can work harder than him and actually beat him because, you know, that's okay, dude. But for a person who's second best, you can't rely on them. So yeah, I mean that's a different topic. It's not related to this. But my point is that if I see someone now succeed immense heights, I feel inspired by their progress. I don't feel jealous. I try to cut that jealousy down and convert it into inspiration. And I also make sure that I don't try to race them. I only think about how I can progress and run my own race. And of course, this is about a generic mindset, right? If you're in a actual competition or if you're in actual race, like on the ground wala race in your school or something, then that's a different thing. But I'm just talking about a basic mindset towards being better at what you do and how to digest someone else's success properly and positively so that it doesn't have a very toxic impact on you. Because this mindset has genuinely helped me get rid of a lot of anxiety and pressure. So yes, I hope this helps you, and I am really trying to reach more people, so it'll be absolutely fabulous if you could share my show on your Instagram and tag me on @AnshMehra with 3 A's at the end. Take good care of your mind, body, and spirit, and love your friends and family. This was Ansh Mehra, and you were listening to episode 8, season 2 of Take It Easy.